Every time it's here, we'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALALALASLASLAACRRMM. Opiates Anonymous. Did that even make it?
What?
Opiates Anonymous.
Make it to what?
Well, someone was starting that, and I don't think it...
Well, let's not speak for them, even if they're, whether they're or not.
Yeah. We spoke for them so little that they're not even in existence anymore. Or any of the Anons.
None of them. None of them there, guys.
We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Obviously.
And yet, the magic is about to happen.
Ha! Huh.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet. So what would you like to banter about? It was a gorgeous flipping day today.
Yes, it was. It was
Southern California,
nice.
Baby.
A little breezy at the beach, but, you know.
It was raining when I woke up, and all the clouds went away, and it was absolutely stunning.
It's all washed clean.
Yeah.
All that stuff we're so comfortable breathing we can't see anymore.
You know what? I was telling Shelly, we were driving down the street. I'm like, it's so bright.
That's what it looks like in other parts of the world.
That's what it looks like when there's no smog.
It's a bright and shiny day.
Sweet.
And we're all bright and shiny.
We are. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, let's give a shout out to Sarah, Robert, Maggie, Donald, and Bill.
Shout out.
Thank you very much. In
Florida.
Thank you.
Well, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Their new bestiality law may have accidentally outlawed sex entirely.
Perfect.
Because the law is not specific.
Leave it to Florida. Outlaw sex.
Now, first of all, they had previously failed to ban bestiality with two previous bills. How you can say that the bill is not... The bill says we want to outlaw bestiality. And then they don't vote yes on it. How does that happen?
What else is in the bill?
Yeah, they attached 17 writers to it the first hour.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah, if I wanted to pass something, hey, this is going to outlaw bestiality. Okay. Yeah, forget all that other stuff that's in there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, that makes sense. At any rate, they failed to pass two previous bills. They finally passed one. And the law, I'll read specifically what it says. An act relating to sexual activities involving animals. But it does not specify what kind of animals, and humans are animals. And legal experts have said that the law could be interpreted to include humans.
Pop.
However, in practice, they're saying that it won't.
Okay.
But still, can you imagine there are, droves of bored middle-aged housewives everywhere, or let's move to Florida.
How come?
Choosy mothers choose Jif?
Because they just outlawed sex. If you don't want to have sex anymore, just get your husband and move to Florida.
Well, I thought you were saying they hadn't exactly outlawed... Oh, they did outlaw BC.
They did outlaw BC.
So you equated bored middle-aged housewives with not wanting to have sex?
Yeah, I'd say housewives that are bored maybe want more sex.
Well, some of them might not.
Well,
I feel sorry for those husbands then.
Yeah, but if they go to Florida, then they'll just be breaking the law.
Yeah.
Breaking the law.
Shelly's playful today.
I don't know.
Darrow was completely wasted, out of hook and down.
I don't know the next line, so you're on your own there.
Yeah, it's all you.
Yeah.
Okay. Congress is demanding that Google and Apple take some responsibility for their apps. Some of their apps are quite controversial.
Such as?
Such as the newer ones, like Fuzz Alert, Buzzed, Checkpointer, and Tipsy, which are all apps designed to allow drunk drivers to avoid checkpoints. And Congress wants them taken off the market.
I don't think you can do that.
I think they've given them 30 days notice to remove the apps from their stores or else.
I think what they should do instead of that is they should just go post a whole bunch of checkpoints that don't exist, and people who are drunk will quit driving.
Because there are too many checkpoints. Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
Yeah. I'd go overload it with checkpoints. It's like one every three blocks. All over the United States.
Absolutely. It'll be like a grid.
Well, some of their previous apps that have gotten pulled because they were controversial was one called Baby Shaker.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. You shake the phone, is that it?
The Gay Cure and an illegal immigrant smuggling game.
I like that.
Yeah, you know. But Grand Theft Auto's okay?
Apparently.
So Grand Theft Auto's okay as long as there's no illegal immigrants in the car with you?
Yeah, I guess so. As long as you're allowed to kill cops, as long as you don't have any illegal immigrants in the car with you.
Wow.
Well, if you have illegal immigrants in the car, you get away with it.
Other apps.
I just said Shelley's.
Other apps that didn't make it. You know, where in town to buy cocaine?
Yet.
Yes. Yeah. Yet. Okay. The Charlie Sheen news. Da 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 da.
Charles.
Chucky.
It's going to seem old by the time this goes up.
Ashton Kutcher just got his job.
Yes, he did. And he said, I'm not trying to fill... Charlie Sheen did a great job. I'm not trying to fill his shoes, but I'm going to do the best I can. Have a great time.
I wonder how they're going to introduce him to the show.
I wondered that as well, and I don't even watch the show, but mm-hmm. I thought... I know that I guess Charlie Sheen went away to get married.
Married?
At the end of the last season.
Oh, yeah. So maybe he just doesn't come back.
Well, yeah, or, you know, dies horribly in a drunk driving accident.
No, it's a comedy. They'll do something like he went to Hawaii to pick pineapples or something.
Okay.
You know, they're not going to just leave. They're not going to.
But I wonder.
A downer.
They're probably not going to bring in Ashton Kutcher, I wouldn't think, as the same character.
No.
No, that was tried and Bewitched, and it didn't work.
Yeah, now, Chuck Lorre's got something planned.
I would hope
so. Ashton's only going to make $1 million an episode, poor guy.
Oh, let me cry into my Wheaties.
How many episodes for a season?
22.
22?
22.
$22 million a year, that ain't bad.
Yeah, but after taxes?
Doesn't even have to leave the area.
After taxes, it ain't what you think it is.
Okay, $11 million? $10 million? I don't know. Yeah, keep 60% of it. I'll take the $8 million a year. Yeah, that's good for me.
In New Haven, Connecticut.
Yes.
A 5-year-old Connecticut girl... Five-year-old girl was hospitalized after she accidentally ingested the hallucinogenic drug PCP.
Not good.
Her mother, Hope Brody, who's 26 years old.
What's her name?
Hope Brody.
Hope Brody.
Brody. Said that she allegedly used a pot to cook wet marijuana, which is marijuana that's laced with PCP.
Yep.
The pot was not cleaned out, and then the child then ate food that was prepared in that pot.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
The mother has been detained on charges of causing harm to a risk of injury to a minor.
Mommy, this soup tastes funny.
You think there would be more to it than that. Causing harm to a minor. The fact that she admits she was cooking something with weed and PCP in it doesn't seem to be part of that charge. Like, I don't know, possession of a controlled substance
or
something?
It doesn't say. Maybe they didn't find the substance and that's the problem.
Well, that's because the little kid ate it all.
Well, yeah. Well, they didn't charge her with anything else according to the story.
I was going to say, according to Mom, it just came off the edge of the pan. It seems like you could test the pan.
Oops.
Oh, whoops, I washed it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The girl is reportedly going to be fine, though.
Yeah.
Well, good. When she stops thinking she can fly.
Yeah, her mother was alerted to the fact that something was wrong when she came up and told her mother that she had 5 noses.
PCP, the gift that keeps on giving.
Wow. Hey, Mom, I've got 5 noses. No, honey, you have 7. Mommy was eating before you.
In Gainesville,
Florida.
Thank you. Daniel Augustus Jones has been arrested and charged with possession of marijuana, a bag of marijuana. He originally was pulled over. Well, he wasn't really pulled over. He was standing in the middle of the road.
They needed to pull him over.
The cops failed to stop him because he was just standing in the middle of the road. He said he didn't have anything in his backpack and proceeded to throw the contents of his backpack across the road.
Why did the pot dealer cross the road?
He threw it across the road. That's how it got across the road. He whereupon threw the bag of pot across the road. The cops retrieved the said pot and went to arrest him, whereupon he ran away.
Stupid criminals.
So they
There's nothing in my bag.
Yes, he's a stupid criminal. Then they pepper sprayed him. They subdued him. They got him in the car. And then he said he needed the window rolled down to get some air. So they rolled the window down for him, which was their first mistake, second mistake. He then jumped out of the window of a moving car.
Oops.
So then they tasered
him. Are cops really that stupid?
Yeah. Apparently in Gainesville.
Yeah, could you... I know you're arresting me, but do you mind lowering the window for me? Sure. Let me roll it down for you.
Thanks.
Enough that you can climb through it, apparently.
Handcuffed and all. He went head first right out the window.
Ow.
Yep.
Wow, he probably has some of that wet marijuana with the PCP lacing it.
Thought you could fly.
Sounds like it.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky.
I don't know the next line.
Wow.
I think about it every night and day.
Somebody knows the words.
Spread your wings and fly away.
I believe I can fly.
Yes, I believe I can soar, but that's okay.
That's okay. I don't know that. Everyone that wants to write Mark for the reason why he knows all the words of that song, isn't that like a R. Kelly or something?
I thought it was a Toy Story.
It's been redone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would I know the lyrics to an R. Kelly song?
I don't know.
In Australia.
Thank you.
Axel, who is a dog from Australia, in Melbourne, Australia.
Achmel.
He's a prison guard dog. And he has been fitted, he bit into a prisoner's bed. He bit into a prisoner's bed frame too hard and cracked two of his teeth. So they've removed his teeth and replaced them with titanium teeth.
Cool.
Wow.
This dog, you should see the picture of this dog. I would not want to go up against that dog.
Dog's got a grill.
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he did. He looks ferocious.
He's just going to just tear it up. Yeah. He looks like the Terminator.
Yeah, I wouldn't go up against that dog, let me tell you. The prisoners in that prison are not going to be
The fact that he's already a dog that will chew on a metal bed frame lets you know the dog's got some oomph to him anyway.
Yeah. I like that one. In Pennsylvania... a 69-year-old man who grew two marijuana plants for his wife who is dying of breast cancer has been sentenced to 60 days in jail, 30 days house arrest, and will undergo drug testing for 2 years, although he was not the one that was ingesting the marijuana.
Well, then he'll be fine.
I know, but that's just a little bit much, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't know what the law is there.
Obviously, it's not the same as here.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah, here,
nobody cares.
It's ridiculous now.
It's that granola thing.
It's a parking ticket now.
I don't even think it's that tough. I don't know.
In Indianapolis,
Indiana,
overturning a common law that dates back to the Magna Carta, justices have decided that it is now unlawful for you to refuse unlawful entry of a police officer into your home. Meaning even if they don't have, in the story it even says, even if they have absolutely no reason to enter your home whatsoever at all, if you refuse them entry, you will get arrested.
And then they have a reason to enter.
Yeah, once you've said that you can't come in.
Yeah but that makes sense. Cop wants to come in, he comes in. Of course, if he comes in without reasonable cause, anything he finds doesn't really matter, but
that's true.
Of course, confidential informants and tips.
Cop can always say, well, he invited me in. Yeah. He said I could come in. The fact that he had weed all over his table, that's not my fault. That's his fault.
Yeah. Well, the justices have said that if homeowners take issue with police officers entering their home, that they can take legal action later. But they're not allowed to refuse an officer entry before, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. If the officer has no reason to legally enter your home, they shouldn't be allowed in.
Yeah, let's clog up the court system some more.
Yeah, why don't we just, you know, give us some more of our rights away here? Thank you, Indianapolis.
Yeah, Indianapolis, you bastards.
Prats.
They got the car race.
They do.
I don't care. They can keep their car race. In Miami.
Florida!
Thank you. I liked this one because it's cloak and dagger.
Okay.
U.S. prosecutors have dropped drug-related charges against 27 South Florida defendants, but they won't say why. The cases were involving head shops, where the proprietors of the shops were selling the substances used to cut cocaine.
Nothing illegal about that.
Super flick.
Apparently in Miami it is, because that's what they were arrested for.
Then, can't sell baby laxatives.
They then sent the sent the proceeds of those sales to the Middle East to fund terrorists.
Oh.
So now I know why the Justice Department
different.
Has declined to say why they were relieved of their charges, because they probably turned informant on
their
connections. Yep, they flipped. They had to have, because they were being...
They rolled over like a car on... oh, my God.
You've lost your analogy
The
there.
Boys. The boys. The good old boys.
They squealed.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
They squealed like a mouse in a trap.
You ever notice on Dukes of Hazzard, it doesn't matter what's happening. You'll hit a curb and it'll automatically flip your car over. They never run into a car from behind. They hit from behind and somehow it catapults them into the air, flipping.
Where they corkscrew one time and land on their wheels again and continue driving.
Yeah, and then who's ever inside gets out and is okay. Yeah. Same with 18.
Yeah.
They've got some good seatbelts in those cars.
And they don't usually wear seatbelts.
That's true. I noticed that.
Hood sliding like Bo Duke.
Yep.
Oh, and that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Is that welcome back in French?
I thought that was German.
Oh, okay.
That was, hi, what's up in Spanish?
Oh.
So, what? I saw a post on Facebook the other day.
You did?
And someone made a post about a group, a Facebook group that said, what's the name of the group, Shelley?
12-step group for all addictions.
12-step
Everybody
group
should
for
go
all
join
addictions.
It right now.
So everyone that goes in this, you could go in there and talk about recovery from whatever you're recovering from. And someone posted on that, well, there already is a group for all addictions. It's NA. And then someone posted after that and said, yes, I was about to say that. And so I put a post on my page because I've never really heard of people in NA saying that they cover everything before. And so I put a post up that said, I want everyone's opinion, no program bashing or anything like that, but is Narcotics Anonymous supposed to handle all addictions? And there was a lot of bantering back and forth, and people were talking about, you know, should be, now whether it should be able to or not, like the 12 steps should be able to cover everything. But someone even mentioned that originally NA, although I've never heard this before, but it could be true. Someone can write in and tell us, said that NA was going to be called Addiction Anonymous. Addiction Anonymous, and that they couldn't use AA because Alcoholics Anonymous already had it. It made me wonder if it was supposed to be Addictions Anonymous, how it suddenly became narcotics specific, but I don't know. So that's what's on the table. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I suppose they could say they're all addictions if they want to. I mean, Cocaine Anonymous specifically says cocaine, but they take everybody.
Well, they say mind-altering chemicals, so they're
right.
Talking about drugs.
So does Narcotics Anonymous.
Right, but they were in on the discussion, they were including gambling and overeating and everything.
No, I don't think that's covered. I don't think that's covered. It doesn't say anywhere in any of the literature I've read, which is some, but not all. I mean, I suppose it could be hiding somewhere in something I haven't read yet.
Well, it talks about people's addiction. It doesn't say what addiction. It just says their addiction. It doesn't even necessarily say drugs.
That's true. Although, they talk about the disease of addiction a lot.
Although, because it's Narcotics Anonymous, you would think that it's referring to drugs. I don't know. Mark?
Yes?
What do you think?
I haven't been to an NA meeting in 24 years, so...
What would you guess?
I'd guess they're not going to help out with my sobriety from drinking, so...
Well, they talk about alcohol, though. They talk about alcohol in NA.
Let's not be confused about alcohol.
Alcohol
is a drug.
Period. And it makes more people... It takes more people out than any other thing.
There wasn't... The any meetings I've been to, there wasn't really a lot of differentiation between the drugs and the alcohol. Although, there were times when I didn't exactly feel like a part of, because I hadn't done any drugs.
It's, done alcohol, that's a drug.
Yeah, I know, but there. Even though they said it says in the literature that alcohol is a drug, there's kind of an unspoken differentiation. It's hard to describe unless you've attended NA meetings for a while. It's hard to really put your finger on it.
Well, it's certainly not a narcotic. This is a thing, and Mark and I have talked about this before. This is something that's been coming up a little lately, like Cocaine Anonymous. They say all mind-altering chemicals now, and they're real specific in the readings that this is not a drug-specific program. But welcome to Cocaine Anonymous. And it seems like lately that not only NA but CA are kind of going along those lines of that it's not just about, like, for instance, Narcotics Anonymous says narcotics right in the name. You would think it's about narcotics. Doesn't say anything about weed being okay or mushrooms or things that aren't narcotics. Yet if you were doing those things, you wouldn't have recovery. Same with Cocaine Anonymous. Whether you're doing cocaine or speed or whatever you're doing, CA covers it.
Well, for sure, the only one that's actually specific is AA.
Although I would assume that Gamblers Anonymous
that's
is
true.
Specific
and, like,
to gambling.
Shopaholics Anonymous is specific to shopping, and yeah, that's true.
Well, I think all of them that have the names are all specific.
You would think.
I mean, you know, and that's why you go find the group you're most comfortable with, and you go to that meeting.
Although CA is not specific either.
No, but if you're not comfortable, you're probably not going to go back.
True. I saw a post where a guy said when he goes to his doctor, his general practitioner, and he has heart trouble, that his general practitioner sends him to a heart doctor because he's got a specific problem.
That's right.
And he said... I can't remember. Oh, he said, if I have a leak in my plumbing, I don't call an electrician.
True. So,
well, he was talking about why, if he was a gambler, why would he go to Narcotics Anonymous?
You know, I go to CA. I go almost exclusively to CA.
Yes.
And the only reason I do that is I just don't have time in my life for programs that have anything going on where they exclude or make feel uncomfortable or step up with some unwritten rule. You know, it's like, well, first off, the reason the rule's unwritten is it probably should have been written anyway.
You mean like dating in the first year?
No, I mean like...
That's an unwritten rule.
I mean like if you're clean and sober, there are some people who will take exception at an NA meeting if you,
yes, if you
say
you're
that.
And there would be people...
I don't have time. I really don't have time or the patience to have somebody step up and want to chastise me because I'm proud of my sobriety.
True.
And you know, and it's usually some idiot with a couple years who wants to turn around and say, oh no, it's not sober, it's clean. You know, shut up. I really don't care. You know, I thought it was about recovery. Silly me.
My one of the posts that I put in is I said, you know what? What I did that got me here is not as important as what I do to keep me here.
That's right.
It's bottom line. Jelly.
Yes.
What do you think of do you think any program can cover everything? I think that would probably be the way to really put it.
Well, it's been tried and it's kind of losing a little bit of steam. The Christian-based Celebrate Recovery covered everything.
It still does, yeah.
And it still does in some areas, although some of the meetings are dropping off.
But only if you have a specific higher power.
Right, only if you're Christian.
So there you go.
So that it's still specific to Christians.
Right.
But they were covering all of the addictions.
I'll tell you, I went to one with my friend Greg. And you know what? I went to one, and you know what? There's nothing really bad to say about it, but what I would say is... We were in a room, and there was a number of guys, because they split the guys off from the women. There was a number of guys, and there was like a couple alcoholics, there was a couple drug addicts, there was like a compulsive shopper, and there was a guy who was addicted to porn. And the only thing I could think of is, the guy that's addicted to porn, the compulsive shopper, in with a room that's got like mostly drug addicts and alcoholics, has got to not quite feel a part of. Because I can understand the theory of that you're sharing about the feelings you have behind getting loaded, or the feelings you have behind drinking, the feelings you have behind wanting to go look at porn. But I thought, I wonder what this guy doesn't want to talk about in front of anybody.
But the porn guy should be okay with the drug addicts.
Except he's not going to relate.
Well, you know what they say about cocaine addicts.
What?
Cocaine is for people who like porn but just don't think it's expensive enough?
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
Awesome. Well, what do you think, Mark? Anything can cover everything?
No, I don't know that anything can cover everything, and I don't know that it needs to. I mean...
Well, it certainly doesn't need to, because
there's
a bunch of programs.
In CA, I don't think in any meeting anybody's going to kick you out for coming to a meeting with whatever's up to you. They may not want to hear it, but if you're there, you're welcome. There's a difference between being there and sharing there, though.
That's true.
You know, but if you got something that important to share, call your sponsor.
That's a thought.
And if you don't have one, you should get one.
Yeah.
Shelly?
Read page 464 of the big book. Do exactly what it says and go to a meeting.
464, the blank page. Shelley?
Yes?
What would your final words on the subject be?
Oh, I hate this part. This part of the show. My final words, because I have to think of something good. And I can never think of anything good.
Everything you say is good.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You rock.
That's right.
Yeah, I would say, I would say that there's a reason why there are specific programs. I mean, to be honest. I really like the fact that CA is so welcoming, because I feel really comfortable in CA even though I never did coke. And I feel comfortable in AA because I was a drunk. But I think it's a good thing that there are specific programs, because, birds of a feather and all that, it's important to be among your fellows. And, like you said, I don't think that the shopaholic is going to relate to the pornaholic.
True.
Much as we talk about
relating... Unless he's shopping for porn.
as much as we talk about relating to the feelings being shared, I just don't see where they're going to really relate to each other. You know, I mean, and I kind of, AA is going to kind of at some point have to loosen up about this whole...
I think they have,
singleness of purpose?
I mean, like, on a national level, on the actual...
world level?
On the world service level, they're going to have to loosen up on the whole...
Singleness
of purpose thing. Because there just aren't that many straight drunks anymore.
No, that's true.
And people need to be able to share about being cross-addicted. Without having some, you know, guy who's got 47,000 years going, shut up if you're a drug addict. They really, they really need to stop doing that.
Shouldn't people, other people in the meeting be responsible to shut him up?
Maybe.
I mean, if somebody is rude enough to interrupt somebody while they're sharing, shouldn't somebody else be able to step up and just tell that guy, you're out of line?
Well, no, because we still have the singleness of purpose, so nobody's
going to
say
anything.
But
he's still out of line. There's also no crosstalk in meetings. So as soon as he opens his mouth, he's cross-talking.
That's true. I've done it. Nobody's I haven't done it in that exact way, but I've done it.
I've done it.
I've had a woman who was bitching about a guy saying he was an addict alcoholic, and I immediately shared and said, I'm an addict alcoholic, just like outlined in the story in the big book, Dr. Alcoholic
but
Addict.
They've changed that. They changed the title of it.
Oh, I know they have.
But you know what? If they want to give everybody who has an older edition, the fourth edition, if they want to give it away to everybody who has the old edition and say, oh, I'm sorry, Bill and Bob were wrong.
Yeah.
They didn't write it the way they were supposed to, so we changed it.
Yeah. Mark, what are your final thoughts on the subject?
Well, my final thoughts are that that whole list of, that whole preamble you do at the beginning of the show, all those things all stem from one thing. Resentments. Somebody had a resentment against a program they were in, so they started a new program. You know.
Look at Heroin Anonymous.
Yeah.
How the hell does that happen?
Somebody got a resentment at an NA meeting and started Heroin Anonymous.
Yeah.
You know. Somebody got a resentment at a CA meeting and started Crystal Meth Anonymous. Somebody got a resentment at an AA meeting and started CA. Somebody started, I mean, it all comes from somebody had a resentment at a meeting they were at, so they started a new program. Because I didn't fit. You didn't make me feel welcome enough. It's your fault. I'm going to start my own program. I'm going to take my ball and go home.
Nice.
You know. Well, same thing with meetings. I mean, you look at a meeting directory. It's just a book full of resentments.
That's true. It's a list of resentments.
Yep.
My final words on it would be that I know when I was new, and wrongly so, but I looked at the differences instead of the similarities. If I was to go to, say, an NA meeting, and I'm a gambler, and they're like, oh, yeah, you can get it here, it would be so extremely easy to find a bazillion differences. I'd be like, look, dude, I don't even do drugs at all. Everybody in here is a dope fiend. What are you talking about? This is why I don't need program, because I am not like any of you guys.
Are you powerless over gambling?
Yeah.
Does it make your life unmanageable?
Yeah. But other than
that... Are you insane about it?
Yeah, but other than that...
Is there a power greater than yourself that can restore you?
He's going to say, I don't know.
Are you willing to turn your life over to that power?
He's going
to
say, I don't know, because I don't even relate to any of you guys.
Well, but
I mean, I said I didn't know when I went to Alcoholics Anonymous, because I used to drink hard when I was young, but once I started doing cocaine, I hadn't drank in 10 years when I went to an AA meeting.
Can you relate to the recovery, not to the disease?
Well, that's the thing, though. When people are new, they ain't relating to the recovery. They're relating to who's ever sharing at that moment in the room.
Those who stay usually relate to the recovery.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure gamblers would stay in a Narcotics
Anonymous.
They
don't stay. If they don't stay, you know what that means?
They should have gone to Gamblers Anonymous.
They weren't ready.
You know what? It's like the CA reading. When you go in and they do the CA reading, which is awesome, who is an addict, anyone that's ever done cocaine just relates to it from that moment. Mm-hmm. Someone goes into an AA meeting and they read, who's an alcoholic or, more about alcoholism. They're going to be like, what the hell? This isn't me at all. They're not going to think about that in a different way. They're just going to hear the words alcohol or Narcotics Anonymous. They're going to hear the words drug, and alcohol is a drug. We need to not be confused about this. They're like, but I am an overeater. The hell are you guys talking about? Okay, so alcohol is a drug. Great. I don't drink. I eat too much.
Right. Yeah. Listen to how it works.
Well, so we've solved the world's problems again. Thank you, Recovery 101.
We're awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Shelley?
Yes?
Do we have any friends online?
We do at intherooms.com.
.com.
It's an online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the A of your choice, go to online chats and meetings, listen to speaker tapes. You can also listen to our embedded player at Friends of Recovery 101 while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Sweet.
I just got a breeze up my skirt.
Wow.
Yes, I'm freezing.
Remember, one thing we should mention next show when we banter.
Yes.
We'll I can't we'll remember the name of the person.
Okay.
You'll know who it is.
Yeah, I know.
Mark, do we have any friends back east?
We do. We've got Bruce.
The other white meat.
At the 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go up onto our site, and you can go click on the banner that says 12-Step Gazette.
Right. Go to recovery101.net.
Which will take you to their site.
You bet.
And you can go up and you can read their fine publication, great articles, recovery comedies page, some great stuff in there. Go on up and read it. You can read it online. You can get it emailed to you, or you can order it and
eventually
get to you in the post. And if you have a recovery home or an Alano club or any place where recovery is spoken there, you can contact them, and they'll send some issues out for you to put around the place for people's reading enjoyment.
Sweet.
If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce and let him know, and he will help you bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Sweet. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com.
.com.
recovery101radio@gmail.com.
.com.
Recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
.com. How many R's are in there, by the way?
And if you'd like to join our crack sales staff, or you'd like to advertise on this fantastic show, you can email us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
.com.
Shelly's yawning.
Sorry.
Damn, girl. And also there's videos at youtube.com/easylookingyoutube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
That should have been the final words for that subject.
Well,
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Except for Sarah, who already shut the show off.
Yes, Sarah's not listening to this, right? We could talk smack about her right now.
I know.
Sweet. Shelly.
Yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
Deer in the Headlights.
Wow, that was a total deer in the headlights look.
Twisted Sister. I don't know why, I just thought.
All right.
Okay. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.